Is it true that all you people in Austin think that when you die, you're gonna go to Willie's house? Well, you ain't. I talked to Willie today and he said to tell y'all, made that up. Some people are saying that time began with people like me. That I'm living too fast, and they say that I can't last much longer. Little they see that their thoughts of me is my savior. Little they know I might live forever. So pick up the tempo just a little, take it on home. Singer ain't singing and the drummer's been dragging too long. Time will take care of itself, so just leave time alone. Pick up the tempo just a little, take it on home. I'm wild and I'm mean, I'm creating a scene, I've gone crazy. I'm good and I'm bad, and I'm happy and sad, and I'm lazy. I'm quiet and I'm loud, and I'm gathering a crowd, and I like gravy. About half off the wall, but I learned it all in the Navy. So pick up the tempo just a little, tempo just a little, take it on home. Yeah, pick up the tempo just a little, take it on home.
Wait, Ken. Hey, while I got you here, station manager Ken is in the studio. So Andy's picketing outside, is that correct?
Yes, he is.
So, but if I'm already here before the picket line starts and I cross the picket line on my way out, that's not being a scab,
oh,
right?
No, that doesn't count.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Thank you. Hey, this has been Matt Fiveash filling in for Irwin on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Got to get out of the way for a 7-second delay. There's some kind of picket situation outside. We finish up with Waylon Jennings, Pick Up the Tempo. Sonny Bradshaw with Young Jamaica doing one of two songs from the Bob Dylan hymnal that we heard in that last set. Wigwam. Ella Fitzgerald recorded live in Hollywood on the sunny side of the street. Bud Powell did Over the Rainbow. Bill Frisell, we heard most of his version of Hard Rain's Gonna Fall before the CD player rejected it. Carly Munoz and Eddie Gomez doing Surfer Girl. If you find yourself in Old San Juan, Puerto Rico, go to Carly's fine bistro and piano. Carly is there playing piano just about every night. The Flamingos with Love Walked In. And Carmen McRae with Joe Pass. What are you doing the rest of your life? What am I doing the rest of my life? I'm filling in for Rex on Fool's Paradise, I believe, on July 29th. That's about it. See you next time.
Tonight, a very, very special 7-second delay because Andy Breckman is on the street in front of WFMU. He's all fired up. He's got his megaphone.
We'll negotiate. He promises to hire an exterminator for the kitchen.
He's got petitions.
No, he's been spraying himself.
And Andy, are you down there?
Yeah, I'm out front with
DJ Stashu.
Bill, hi.
And DJ Scott.
Oh wow! So hello. You actually have a picket,
and, yeah,
picket
it's
line.
Almost, it's close to a critical mass, and we have a very concerned and dedicated listener. His name is Bill.
Yeah, I'm Bill, longtime listener, first time protester.
But he won't be listening for long, Ken.
Yeah, we got demands.
Yeah, we actually have made a list of demands.
Did you add the
We're representing the entire staff.
Did you add the normalization demand to your list of demands?
No, because I don't understand what that is. Stashu, thank you for sticking around. You live in Detroit. Your show is done in Detroit.
That's right. It's done in Detroit.
Now, of course, I'm a big fan of your show from the jump. I loved it. You play, if I correct me if I'm wrong, polka music.
That's right. You got that right.
And you're on Fridays, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. and you're on for 5 hours.
Yes, 5 hours.
Straight polka music.
Yep, straight polka music.
Oh, give me a hug, honey. That's really something. That's going to be okay.
Andy, it's the happiest music in the world.
It is the happiest music in the world. And you record, you compile your show in Detroit.
I do. Yeah, I refile all my stuff. I don't need any interns.
Okay, that was one of our demands.
Yeah. But I still think it's a legitimate demand for those that do it here.
Now, when you travel here, how do you get here?
By plane.
And then you take a subway or path line here?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
You want to be reimbursed for that, I bet.
I do.
Why
very much.
You want to?
That's one of my demands. And I don't think people should listen to the station unless this demand is met.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going to make a sign. Hey, Bill, would you make a sign? It's right here. Here's our big sign. WFMU on strike.
Yep.
Okay, and there's a big magic marker. Hold on. It's behind me. Oh, wait, or it might be in my pocket. Hold on.
Is that the best you can come up
here
with, Andy? Andy, that's the best you can come up with, WFMU on strike? You're right.
No, you didn't let me finish, Ken. You always cut me off. WFMU on strike, and then add 3 exclamation points. No, 4 exclamation points, you son of a bitch, Ken.
That's terrible.
Really big, WFMU.
You're in the Writers Guild of America.
Yeah, I'm on strike on that.
And this is the
on
best
that front. Also, I'm fighting a two front battle here.
This is the best sign you can come up with. WFMU on strike and exclamation
well,
points.
I've only had 4 days to think of something.
People are stopping.
Well, they're looking at Bill's ass.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's leaning over making the sign.
Does Bill have a nice ass?
Oh, Ken, come on down. Take a look for yourself.
People should get out here and look at it.
Hey, I love it. That's great. Wait, WFMU on strike.
3 exclamation marks.
Well, we'll see how this goes. We'll see how our... Ken, we will add exclamation points as the day goes on. That's not a bluff.
And Andy...
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Are you
He's
asking...
He's holding up the sign.
Andy, would you like more picketers to join you down there?
Wait, and Scott's going to take... a photo. He's going to post that photo.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I need you to sign a petition. The man has been horrible to us. Don't listen to WFMU. You promise you won't? There's a couple here that are swearing on the Bible, swearing on their parents' eyes that they're not going to listen to WFMU until our demands are met. Do you have the clipboard, Stashu?
Down there.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Here we go. Can you just sign our petition, ma'am? Just sign our petition. Just promise you won't. You're not going to listen anyway, so it's painless.
Ken, there's actual people signing the petition.
Ken, doesn't that shake you up at all?
What does the petition say?
They're swearing off WFMU. They're going cold turkey.
Tell me exactly what the petition says.
Okay, let me read it.
Yeah. Hey, will you sign our petition? Yeah, we're not going to listen to WFMU until our demands are met. I'm going to start listing our demands. And Stashu here, who's representing the rest of the staff, they don't feed us here. They don't pay us anything here. That's not an exaggeration, is it?
They don't reimburse our travel.
They don't reimburse our travel. Not only do we not get paid, they don't reimburse our travel. And if we ask to be reimbursed, we get this kind of satanic smirk out of the station manager.
Not
and yet. Get this. Yeah, they should. And get this. There are no interns there to refile our records at the end of our shift.
Wait, can you say that? We're in recession.
Yeah,
they
go ahead,
pay
Nadia.
You guys.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, they should. That's your public,
that
Ken.
I need to go on summer vacation.
That's a woman that's never heard of the station, never thought of listening to the station. But from this moment on, she won't even consider listening to the station. Okay, how many signatures do we have so far?
We're up to three,
Ken.
Hey, will you
sign our petition? They're not paying the DJs upstairs. Will you swear not to listen to this station until they pay their DJs?
Nadia, I'm afraid Andy can't hear you. He's too busy being on strike.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, what were you saying about summer vacation?
Summer vacation?
Ken is taking phone calls.
I mean, actually,
look at that puppy.
Like, I have gymnastics, so I won't be
Ken,
able to call.
Ken, why are you even trying taking phone calls?
Oh, I'm not. I'm not taking phone calls.
It's,
Well, send Nadia our love.
5 to 8.
We have a little 7-year-old girl that listens to our
okay,
show.
Okay, Nadia, we grant you summer vacation.
Yeah. Seven. I'm 10.
Do you have regular callers?
Nadia's 10.
I don't
and
take calls.
Nadia, I'm going to go, but we grant
smartest
you
move I ever
summer
heard.
Vacation from being a regular caller.
Well, how could you take calls? You pre-tape your show.
I don't pre-tape it. I do it live.
I don't think so.
You do it live?
I connect onto the butt.
It's pretty live.
You play Polka Music Live for an hour on Friday.
Yes, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
The happiest music on earth, Andy.
You heard him.
It's the happiest music on earth?
Yeah.
Not up for debate.
And what sparked your love of polka music?
Growing up.
Yeah, growing up. That'll do it every damn time.
Growing up and then, living life.
Oh, perfect. Perfect answer. I didn't think you'd have a real answer. Perfect answer. Growing up, it's a two-part answer. You grew up, and then you lived life.
You don't even like my grievances. You don't think more love is a grievance.
No, I don't think that's a real grievance.
Like
no, here's what. I heard some happy music once. Poco. You know Poco?
Sure.
That's happy music.
That's not polka.
No. No, it's not. I should follow your show with an hour of Poco.
Yeah.
It would be the Poco.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Actually, some week when you can't do your show, Andy should fill in and do an hour of Poco.
Yeah.
I should just claim it's some kind of typo.
Yeah.
That I misunderstood.
Yeah, yeah. I'm absolutely for that. Until they meet our demands.
Yeah, until they meet. We should play Poco. We should play Poco head to toe all day long until they meet our demands.
So,
okay,
Andy,
here are some more demands. And these are real demands from the staff, compiled from the staff. Scott, with me that these are real demands.
Where did you get these real demands, Andy?
Ken's asking where these real demands came from. Ken, these are demands that our staff has compiled. Free meals if the shift is 3 hours or longer. Why would you not pay at the very least, the minimum, the least you can do is pay the DJs or give them a free meal, a happy meal.
Hey, Matt Fiveash is crossing the picket line in reverse.
Matt,
grab him.
Matt, don't you agree? Don't you agree with some or all of these demands? Can I list these?
Let me say in advance that I agree with whatever the demands are. I just want to state for the record that if I'm on my way out, it doesn't count as being a scab. I'm not crossing.
No, we will not call you a scab. Damn scab. Wait till he walks away. Okay. No, 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 Matt. You're not a scab at all. But, Matt, wouldn't you agree? How do you get here? On the path line? You take a subway? Okay, path train. What's that, $2.50 each way, $5? He won't reimburse you for that.
No.
He won't reimburse you for that.
And it's a goddamn outrage.
Exactly. It's not just an outrage. It's a goddamn outrage.
No, we won't go.
Yeah. Except you're about to go, aren't you?
Yeah,
exactly. I hell no, watch me go. That's more your little chance.
You know, figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so reimburse for travel, right?
Yeah.
And that quarterly reporting you have to do every few months.
Oh, God, where you got to type in the record label? Come on.
What the hell? He has 20 volunteers sitting up there licking envelopes. They can't do the quarterly reporting for you?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a great, yeah, Stasha.
Thanks.
Andy.
You got
to
add
to the choir.
You got
to watch the choir walk away now. Right. Yeah, there goes the choir. Bye. No, you're the best. You're the best. That scab. That dirty, no good scab.
What a scab.
Okay, hey, let's get these people to sign. Hey, they don't pay us. This is a radio station, and they're not paying us. Will you sign our petition? Will you promise that when you get big, yes, you can, honey. When you get big, you're going to own a radio. Daddy, you sign. Daddy, show her how democracy works. This is the people working. Okay. It's a radio station. Yeah. And then, sir, if you could just put down your bank PIN number next to your name. Yeah, your last name, too.
Go ahead.
That's right. Oh, Ken. Ken, this would shake you to your core if you saw this.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is this your first petition you ever signed?
Get that mic up.
Did you ever sign a petition? So
do you understand that we come here every week to work, and the bad man Ken, when I say Ken, you say boo. The bad man Ken, boo.
What do you say when I say Ken?
Boo.
Ken is not paying us at all. He's not paying us anything.
Ken is not paying you anything?
No, he doesn't at all. Doesn't that stink? And we give him our flesh and our blood. Look at this woman. She came all the way from Detroit. Did he reimburse your travel? No, zero.
All right. All right. So we were sticking it to the man.
Boo.
That's right.
So congratulations on signing your first petition. Okay. Ken, do you want to know their names?
Man, you started off that girl on a life of activism.
Stake out their house
later. Andy?
Wouldn't that be great to go to their house? Yeah, we got the kid. Ken. Ken, nobody walking past us is refusing to sign this petition.
That little girl, Andy, is going to be.
Yeah.
She's going to be the next Greta Thunberg. You watch.
No, you watch.
You got her to sign the petition.
She's already on your tail, buddy. She's got you in her sights.
There's some other demands that people are suggesting.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Hey, they're not paying us anything. We're disc jockeys here. They don't pay us a nickel.
What is?
It's some kind of radio station. Whiff Maru. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's some kind of radio station, and they will not pay their disc jockey.
Not a dime.
We come here and we volunteer here. They won't even reimburse us for meals. Do you eat meals? We envy you that.
He's nodded yes to eating.
He nodded yes. Where are you from?
Here.
Exactly. Here. Do you hear that, Ken? Would you sign our petition? Wait, we have to turn the page. We sign our petition and just pledge not to listen to FMU until our basic human demands are met.
Wait,
we're just people.
You're
saying we're just flesh and blood.
You're on page 2 of the petition signing?
We are, really. No one is walking by. People love signing petitions. Listen to this. Can I tell you what else is going on here? Oh, then that's from an old show, another failed show. we do failed shows every Wednesday here. Listen to this. Ken brings his dogs to the studio. They're all over the studio. They stink up the studio. Am I right?
I keep them.
I can't smell it from Detroit.
No, you can't. That's right. You're working out of Detroit.
I keep them upstairs. They don't come.
No, Scott will tell. Scott, aren't they in the studio occasionally enough to soil the studio?
I found dogs on the lunch table.
This is This is where we're supposed to eat. The food we bring in, his dogs are on the table. He's like a monster. He's the Hannibal Lecter of radio. We don't get reimbursed. I drive here an hour every day. He doesn't reimburse me for an hour. You'd think he'd come to my house and somehow make that hour up. You'd think he'd do my gutters or something. No, he's a monster.
I'd be happy to do your gutters.
You would do my gutters at my house?
Yes.
Okay, well, we have a show for next week.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. What's his name?
Alessi?
Yeah, we should start sending him emails. Yeah. every 8 minutes. Just start bombarding him now.
Are people putting down their emails on the petition sheet?
No, but I can guess their emails.
Oh, okay.
Probably at
gmail.com. It's a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
I'm really good at guessing people's emails. I can guess your Stasha.
Go for it.
Stasha@AOL.com.
You got it.
That's how you do it. It's a little party trick I do. You want me to do Scott?
Yeah.
Scott@WFMU.org.
Ooh.
That's how you do
wow,
it.
Wow, he nailed it.
Yeah, jeez. I can do it. I'm like Kreskin. I go around the country.
Can you add the normalization demand, please?
Why don't you explain what that is?
It means putting the audio console back to a normal default state.
What the hell are you talking about, Ken?
Just putting things back the way you found them.
Do you mean after every shift?
Yeah.
But why is that a demand people would make of you? You're very rarely there at the end of people's shifts.
I think
don't understand how this process works.
It's a demand. It's a demand that I crack down on people who don't normalize the board.
Okay? Oh, I see. Insist that DJs normalize the board.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that demand.
Okay.
Because it doesn't. It's not really any weight on your shoulders.
Because a real DJ did suggest that demand.
Oh yeah, but it doesn't. All you have to do is say, "Hey, here's a suggestion: normalize the board," and you're off the hook. We want Happy Meals. If we work here for 3 hours. Here, this woman was like, "Ma'am, we're on strike. Ma'am, will you sign our petition? Ma'am, they're not paying us." Nope. She sympathized with us, but she's in a rush.
No.
Yeah, she smiled. I think her sister's very ill.
I think she understands.
Her sister is ill?
That's my sense. I'm very good at sensing that stuff.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I think she understands.
Bill, what do you do for a living?
IT.
Can you spell that again?
No, seriously, what do you do for a living?
I work in publishing.
Oh, publishing. Fantastic. Oh, I love books. My neighbor read a book recently. Loved it.
There are a few that are really great.
Yeah, fantastic. What's the last book you read, Stasha?
I read...
Stasha. Andy, it's Stashu.
What is it?
Stashu.
Oh, Stashu. Oh, I'm being corrected. Yeah. Hey, make that another demand. Ken should delicately and surreptitiously correct other DJs when they get names wrong. That's a demand I have.
Done.
Done and done.
Be happy to do that.
Ken, pretty soon we're going to come upstairs, then we're going to show you this petition when we get a critical mass. Ken, if we get 20 people, to sign this petition, will you reconsider some of these stances you've taken?
Yes, I will.
Emails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get somebody's emails. Hey, no, excuse me, sir. Were you, sir?
Don't get their emails.
Yeah, I want their emails.
No, don't get their emails.
Well, maybe they want bigger penises.
Huh?
Guaranteed. Maybe they want some emails from me. Hey, ma'am.
What?
We're on strike. Ma'am, I have a toy company on the side. I sell different products on the side. You know that.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I have a side business.
I knew that.
And I'll tell you why. You don't pay us a nickel.
It's true.
What's your side business, Stasha?
Living in Detroit.
Okay, but how do you pay the rent?
Oh, we don't have to get into that.
Now, okay, if you don't tell us, we're going to imagine the worst. Don't you understand how this works?
Now
we have this image of you. Now we have this image of you, entertaining gentlemen.
I'm a tour guide at the Whitney restaurant.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean at the Whitney Museum restaurant?
It's a house.
It's a museum?
No, not a museum. Not the Whitney Museum, Andy.
It's a house.
Yeah, it's on Woodward Avenue.
Historic,
it's on Woodward Avenue. It's a historic house. But wait, why do people need a tour of that restaurant?
Because it was built for a lumber baron in 1894, and it has some amazing woodwork.
Are you giving a tour of the entire structure or just that the restaurant?
The whole thing.
Oh, because then you phrased your answer wrong.
I did.
You said I give a tour of the restaurant at the Whitney.
Yeah, well, the restaurant is all three floors of the house.
You mean it was built as a restaurant?
No, it became a restaurant in 1986.
Is it still a restaurant?
It is still a restaurant.
When you give a tour, are people eating?
Yes.
While you give the tour?
Yes.
No, don't do that, honey. People are trying to eat.
This is the best interview ever.
I mean, they told me to do it, so I do it.
Are people on dates? Are people trying to have conversation?
I would say they're more entertained by me. Hey, listen, the tips speak for themselves.
Who tips you? The people on the tour?
People. Yeah, the people do.
How long is the tour?
It's like 15 minutes.
And tell me one joke from your tour that always gets a little snicker.
You know, when I'm put on the spot like this.
Okay, wait.
Who
built the damn house? What's his name?
Gordon Lloyd.
What year did he build it?
1894.
And he built it for what? To impress his girlfriend?
No, he built it out of pink jasper from South Dakota so that he could have parties.
He built it as a place where he could party.
Yeah, Party Central.
Where did he get his money?
From the lumber industry.
And how do you begin your tour?
Well, I say, welcome to the Whitney.
Yeah.
And I say, my name is Stashu. Well, actually, I say Yvonne. Because when I'm there, I'm not Stashu. Hey, will you sign our petition?
Hey, Lee. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you. You came.
Where are you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we have a familiar friend. You want to say hi, Ken?
Recognize me?
Yeah.
I can't believe Andy recognized me.
I can't believe it
this
either.
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey,
coming
Sam.
Coming to you live outside the studio. And I just want to say I'm with you guys. I'm really outraged the way this place has been managed. Ken has been an absolute tyrant.
Not just a tyrant.
I think it's worth pointing out.
Not just a tyrant, an absolute tyrant. The worst kind of tyrant you could possibly be.
It is one of the worst. And I want to point out, WFMU staff has not had a raise since 1957. They're still paid nothing like they were back then. And
it's a really long time to not be.
And nothing is worth even less. Because of inflation, nothing is worth less.
Can we accept tips, though?
Can we accept tips? Yeah. Okay, Sam is going to sign our petition. I once did ask for tips on the air. Remember that, Ken?
Do you remember that, Ken?
Yeah.
I gave my PayPal address, and I asked people to tip me.
I don't think you got any.
I did get some. I know I got quite a bit. I did all right.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of $1 tips?
Hey, we should ask for tips now. Ken, will you let us ask for tips right now?
No, you really...
Okay, that's on our list of demands. We should be able to ask for tips. Am I right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and add that.
Yeah,
you know, Andy, if you really can get...
Man, we're disc jockeys here. They're not paying us. And she's gone.
If you
she's
can get,
got a life. What's it like to have a life? Friedman. Down with Friedman.
If you can get 20 signatures, Andy, I will seriously entertain your list of demands.
Okay,
how's that?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We're at 15. We're at 17 right now.
Oh my God! Okay. Can I use a mediator?
Yeah, sure. You can use a mediator.
Okay, so maybe once the negotiating committee comes up to the studio, I'm going to look for a mediator.
Okay, all we need are two more here.
Oh, man, you're up to 18?
Staff should be getting triple what they're getting.
Sam, do you want to sign on behalf of your beloved mother? She would agree with us, right? Sam, just sign your mother's name and then initial it. Yeah, I can guess her email. SamTheAppraiser@gmail.com. I wonder if that's taken.
I don't think it is.
Do you think it is? Wait, let's bet. Would you bet money? SamTheAppraiser@gmail.com. I'll bet it's taken.
I bet it's not.
How can we tell?
I could email it.
Okay, I guess send them an email.
Okay, wait, hold on. Do you have real cash? Let's put money on it. You don't think it's taken?
Oh, my God, Andy. You're such a gambling addict. Hold on. You want to bet on this?
I really? Do I really owe you 50 bucks?
Yeah, I didn't email. I didn't send anything to Beth, so I never got my 50 bucks for being a regular caller.
What is that, buddy? You were supposed to send a PayPal address. Okay, how much cash do you have? Let's bet on this.
More than you.
Okay, I know, exactly. Here, just put up $3.
Okay,
Stasha, what do you think? Samtheappraiser@gmail.com.
Sounds about right.
Okay, do you think it's been taken?
I can check.
Okay. I don't think it's been taken.
Okay, I trust Bill. Bill, I trust you. You're holding the money. Okay.
Hi, will you sign our petition?
Hi, they're not paying the DJs here. Okay, all we need is two more. Hold on. And then we're going upstairs.
Okay.
We're going to get right in the man's face. He's going to try to intimidate Gustachi when we go upstairs.
They have to all be real.
They're all real. They're all real.
Samtheappraiser@gmail.com is already taken.
It's already taken. Confirm.
Wait,
that. Yeah, of course it's taken. I think how could that not be taken?
Samtheappraiser@gmail.com
is okay. Already taken.
Looks like he might be a real appraiser.
Two email addresses left that haven't been taken. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I'm grabbing him tonight.
Stay on top of that microphone, Andy.
Okay, I will. I'm staying on the microphone. Okay, all we need is two more. Hold on, two more signatures.
Well, as long as all 20 are real, I'm not going to take fake or.
Yeah, they're real. Hey, they're not paying DJs here. Would you sign our petition? And we're on the air every week. They don't even give us meals. They don't even cover. They don't even cover medical. They don't even cover medical. Yeah, this is for real. They don't cover travel expenses. Well, that's real. That's, no, well, you don't need your email. You can just put your name right there.
All right.
Okay, what's your name?
Ryan.
And you're promising never to listen until they capitulate.
Yeah.
To WFMU.
Yeah, dials don't even work.
Exactly. What are the odds you would have listened anyway? One in a million?
One in 100.
Yeah, right. Who the hell, right, exactly, FMU. Stupidest state. Right. He wasn't going to listen anyway. You know what they play on Friday nights? Can you guess? I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Drive Time Friday nights. I'm not making this up. Polka music. I know. Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. Wait, she's right here. Ah. Oh, Jesus.
What's your beef with me, Andy?
What? No. That's just how I show my love.
Yeah, this is how you show your love to the one DJ who would stick with
I'm
you.
I'm the only one that showed up.
Yeah. Jeez, well, Andy.
This is how I show my affection.
And when I got here, you didn't even remember me. We hung out before.
We did?
Yeah.
I'm the worst. Oh, I hate myself. If it's any consolation, I hate myself.
He hates himself. Well, that is kind of consoling. Okay. I like.
Wait, we just need one more signature.
I think I'm just going to talk to myself right now.
Okay. Stasha,
I'm going to talk to you, Ken.
Stasha, are the 20 signatures real?
No. You know that Andy's a liar.
What is your name?
Nitin.
The perfect name. It's a perfect name for
a liar.
But that's the least of my problems. It's a perfect name.
What'd she say?
She called me a liar. And she only said that because I lie all the time. Just saying, we're disc jockeys here.
Radio station.
It's a radio station. We work for free. They won't even cover our meals or our path or our travel expenses. WFMU. But I don't even want to say it out loud because it's promoting the station. We're on strike. Believe me, you're on the side of history here.
How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been on strike. We've been on strike for 37 minutes, but
and
now.
The radio station's been on.
Forever. Yeah, 1958.
Hey, get him on mic too.
Right. They haven't played a good song since 1973. A song you'd enjoy. Guess what they play on Friday nights. 6 o'clock, prime time.
Oh, come on, Andy.
What? Well, okay, hide, cover your ears, Stasha. Polka music.
What?
I'm
what
not.
Is that?
Exactly.
I don't even know what
I know, exactly. Polka music, exactly. No, I'm not saying polka.
The happiest music in the world.
I'm not saying poco. I'm not saying poco. You know, a little bit of magic in the country, poco. I'm saying polka. I'm not joking. That's what they play. Am I
He's
right?
walking away.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
No, I'm just,
Well, thank you for your support. It means the world to us. Okay, we're going to go in now. We're gonna confront the man. You want to come in with us?
No, that's going to be enough.
Yeah, that's going to be enough, he said. Okay, Let's go confront them with our demands.
Can I say something?
Yes.
We got the person playing the happiest music in the world next to the saddest man in the world. And it's, yeah. They're sharing headphones.
Yes. And this appraiser man.
I love the appraiser man.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think appraiserman.com is taken?
Yes.
It sure is.
Oh, you're up. Okay. 20 bucks.
Appraiserman.com? Are you kidding? That's been. It's not only taken, they're asking $20,000 for the domain name.
The McLaurin method or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, we're going in. How do we go in, Ken?
How do you.
Are you coming?
How do you go in?
I mean, what do we do with the microphone?
Bring it with you.
Okay. Hey, who wants chairs? We got two chairs. Free chairs.
Yeah, bring the chairs inside.
Chairs? Sir, would you like, do you need chairs? We have two chairs. Take them. Here, and here's a t-shirt. Here's a t-shirt. Just.
Oh, you're giving away
just
those.
For walking past. Just for not caring. Just for never listening. It's a radio station.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Thank you for not caring. Thank you for not listening.
We're going up to. So, Andy, who's the negotiating committee?
That's our negotiating committee. The negotiating committee is me, Stashu. Sam the appraiser, Bill, and Scott, if he's willing to stick around.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. We're coming up.
Wow. So it's going to be like 6-on-1.
Yeah. And Ken, seriously, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do. What these are the most minimal demands any working person's ever compiled.
I see the WFMU on strike. And. The negotiating committee is walking upstairs.
They're going to listen to your show?
They said they love polka music so much. And they've been waiting. They've been waiting to hear when can I listen to polka. And I said Fridays at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Who said that?
I did.
But who was asking about it?
The people outside.
Oh, so young. No, they don't. They were just hitting on you.
Oh.
They haven't spoken to a girl. They haven't spoken to a girl in like 8 months.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. It was just an excuse to look into your beautiful eyes. Okay.
Say something nice about me.
Of course, honey. I'm. Here we go. Oh, let's put that on the demand. The damn dogs have to be trained. The dogs should be trained. Am I right?
Why are?
Oh, on floor.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
Hold on. Okay, we got to go down the stairs.
You went up to the fifth floor.
I was going up to Ken's office. Hey, you want to go up to his office?
Yeah, try coming to the...
Instead of the studio?
Try coming to the main studio.
Oh, he's probably screaming right now. He's screaming right now. Wait, I bet. The very idea. Ken, are you still on the air?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I'm having a great time listening to you.
Bring... Ken, we'll meet you in your office.
No, because the radio station is kind of here on the second floor.
Exactly.
This is
exactly,
where...
Exactly, Ken.
Making demands.
Yeah, we're making demands.
How many?
This is it's called a sit-in, Ken. Why don't you look it up? We're not leaving your office. Go. We're going up to your office. Yeah. Oh. I hope you didn't buy this unlocked, did you?
Leave what unlocked?
Yeah, I don't think
my
that door is locked, Ken.
Oh, yeah, my office.
These are the devil dogs. Oh, look at his office. Have you ever been up here, Stashu?
I'm here a lot.
Yeah,
Andy,
okay.
Andy, those dogs will bite you.
Hey, dogs. Peace. Dogs. Dogs, we are not management. The dogs think we're management. The dogs are
management. Sammy, get him. Get
these
him, Sammy.
These dogs hate polka music.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Sammy, get the big balding Jew. Bite him.
I can't. I can't hear you, Ken. I'm in your office.
Well, I'm not going to.
Down with Friedman.
I'm not going to.
Oh, look. Oh, look. He's doing a crossword
puzzle.
Oh, it's a half-finished crossword puzzle.
Look at that disgusting pillow.
Look. This, the guy that lives in this pigsty is telling us that he doesn't have money. For our basic needs, basic human needs.
Yeah, the guy who's living in that pigsty, yes.
Hey, let's see if we can find his stash.
We're looking for your stash.
Yeah, you're not going to find my stash.
Well, we have two dogs here that might be able to help.
Nah.
Go. Hey, Rover, Rover, find the hashish. Rover, Rover, hashish. Go. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going down to the studio.
All right, so the negotiating committee has now occupied my office. And they are now coming down to the main studio.
We just left you a little surprise on the floor of your... Say.
Okay. Yeah, so you're getting too far away from the base station, Andy. You got to come down to the second floor.
I understand. Here I come. Okay, guys, second floor. Okay, here we come. Can you still hear me?
That's the first, yeah, but you're breaking up a lot.
Okay, well, farewell. Here I come, coming down, third floor, second floor, here I come.
All right, I can hear you coming down the hallway.
Are you scared?
I'm not scared. At this point, I think I would like to get a mediator, if anybody's an actual labor negotiator.
You'd like to arbitrate this, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, Ken, seriously.
No arbitrator there.
Ken, we have a lot of fun. It's fun to joke around, but seriously.
No, it's fun to have fun. But you have to know how. Sit down at one of those microphones. No, stay over there.
I have to stay here now?
Those are where the microphones are.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
And we don't need our phones anymore.
Okay, I'm putting on my headphones.
Down with Friedman.
There it is. Yeah.
Down with Friedman.
This is quite an aggressive batch of picketers you got here.
Yeah,
Andy.
We'd like to start off with a question,
Andy.
Ken.
What are you? Forget that microphone. You don't need that anymore.
We'd like to start off with a question. I think I'm speaking for Stashu and myself,
okay,
and all our listeners, okay, and everyone that signed this petition. The question
is:
can
I see the petition?
How do you live with yourself? Is the question. I mean, okay. I guess the question is, and Stashu raised an interesting point. What did you do? Take all the mirrors down in your house? Because how do you look at yourself?
I don't show up in mirrors.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not a problem.
I'm not surprised. Now our demands are pretty basic.
I need to see 20 signatures that appear to be real.
Sure. What do you mean that appear to be real? You heard them. You heard them they're on the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Read it and weep. That's 20 potential listeners. Yeah, we're not going to, believe me, we're not going to take it anymore. That's right, SamTheAppraiser.com.
7, 8, 9, 10. People just wrote down their first name.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe.
Mary. Oh, he was mad. Mary was furious.
Somebody wrote down the word happy.
That was, maybe that's a nickname, but happy isn't happy about how you're treating your staff.
This is not 20 real signatures.
Ken, seriously, how can you not, Ken, how could...
Even if I granted all these signatures, there's only 15 here.
Where'd the number 20 come from as a minimum? That's just arbitrary. We were down there for 4 minutes. Nobody was walking past us.
All right,
everybody
fine.
Was furious.
Fine.
Okay, can we go through these demands?
Sure.
Okay, first off, those dogs have to be put down.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I love my dogs.
Is that your real response?
Yes.
You love your dogs?
Yes. I love your dogs, too.
How about this? I'll put my dogs down if you put your dogs in. Deal.
No.
Okay.
No, don't agree with that.
Okay, hold on. Where's my list of demands?
I'll adopt Watson, though. You've got a great dog, Watson.
Deal. Deal. Don't tell Beth.
Oh,
don't tell
man.
Beth until the dog's gone.
Andy has the greatest dog. His whole family's crazy about this dog. Andy couldn't care less about this dog.
Well, it's mutual. Watson isn't a big fan of mine either. I'm going to tell Beth that the dog ran away.
Okay.
Deal. And that, I guess it means we won't be visiting you very often. Okay. We won't be visiting you for about 14 years. All right. Listen, seriously, Ken.
Okay. Yeah.
Your staff comes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not asking for salary. Everyone here is a volunteer.
Right.
Your staff is the heartbeat of this station. They're the backbone. Am I right?
Yeah.
You'd have no station without them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I'm talking about me and Stashu, who has a show on Fridays.
Yeah.
What kind of music is it? No, that's a joke.
It's polka.
I'm sure she has a great show. She's making a joke. But But, we're not asking for money, Ken.
Okay. What are you asking for?
We're asking for five bucks per shift to cover. Wait. If we're parking, I guess. Hold on. And yeah, more love. If we're parking.
That's a lot more than $5.
Well,
$5
would be path, I guess, or subway and path. Yeah, it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than that.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, Ken.
Yeah.
Our demands are too low.
You were being tough on me, and then you shot yourself in the foot. Hello, mediator.
Wait, hold on.
Mediator, yeah. I don't need your help. I'm doing fine without
you. It sounds like he just agreed to cover the path and the subway expense. It sounds like you just agreed to cover it. No, you just mocked how. You just mocked how small that demand was. Am I right? Sam the appraiser. We used Sam the appraiser once as a referee.
You're just under budget.
You've already accepted Sam 2 years ago. He was our go-to referee. He'll be our referee now.
You're massively under budgeting.
Okay. The subway and path expenses.
Why not the Staten Island Ferry?
And the Staten Island Ferry.
Thank you.
Sam, what does that cost for a round-trip ticket? On
$15?
Yeah, like $15.
$15.
Okay, done and done. You heard him agree to it, right?
No, I didn't agree to it.
You just said $15.
No.
You just said the words.
I repeated back what Sam said.
Don't repeat back. That's accepting. That's everybody, you look at the Hoyle's Book of Rules or something. Sam the appraiser.
No, he said $15 round trip, and I issued a poop emoji.
There it is.
A poop emoji.
Poop emoji. Nothing sweeter than a poop emoji.
A poop emoji is
I'm so excited at the prospect of having a happy staff, I just soiled myself.
If I gave you
That's what that poop emoji means. I'm so excited and happy to be benevolent toward my staff, I'm pooping my pants. Thank you, Ken.
No.
The poop emoji says it all.
Thumbs up emoji.
Thumbs up emoji.
No.
I love it.
No.
Thank you. Okay, now we're moving on.
Thumbs up emoji.
He said it again. Thank you. He can't stop agreeing with me.
I was trying to say something.
It's as if he's hypnotized. Okay, now we have a little momentum in these negotiations.
All right, I think I need a mediator after all.
No, we have Sam the appraiser. He is. You've accepted him as a mediator.
He's on your side.
He is not.
He's holding up a sign.
Oh, it's the weakest little.
He's holding up an anti-Ken sign.
It's the crappiest little sign. Okay. Yeah, hold that sign.
Man.
Okay, Ken, seriously.
So
are you?
Love Ken. Just a little bit of
now, what's all this? We have DJs complaining about the headphones in the studio.
Right.
The headphones, they come into work, they come in to their shift.
Right.
All they ask, Ken, is for the equipment to be in shape and working.
We spend a lot of money on headphones.
Ken, can't you do something about that? Will you make a good faith effort?
Thumbs up emoji.
What the hell does that mean? What the hell are you trying to pull?
It means I agree, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought...
I will budget more money for headphones.
Butt. Okay.
And we will try to find more people who can solder and fix the headphones.
So you're agreeing to $25 per shift for travel expenses.
No.
To cover gas.
No.
Yes. And you've just agreed to the headphones. You just said thumbs up emoji.
To the headphones.
I'll decide what you say thumbs up emoji about, what that applies to. Okay, now here...
You're in the Writers Guild of America. Is this how they negotiate?
They wish. Okay, here we go. Ken, somebody comes in. They come in 2 hours early. They're pulling records.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for their shift.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They do a three-hour shift.
Yeah.
3 + 2. Sam, how much is that so far? Five. Then they stick around afterwards. They have to refile their own damn records. Am I right?
Yes.
Is that another 2 hours?
No.
It's another 2 hours.
No, it's another half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, let's round it. Let's compromise and say it's another 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so we're at 7 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? Somebody works here 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Feed them a meal.
Yeah.
Have a meal here for them. A stipend, a coupon for Wendy's, a happy meal. By all that's holy, what can you do?
So if a happy meal is a meal.
A happy meal is a meal.
If a happy meal is a meal, is it?
A happy meal is to food what polka music is to music.
Okay.
It's the happiest music.
I have a question.
Yes.
We're trying to negotiate in good faith.
Yeah.
If a happy meal is a meal.
Yes.
Is a Taco Bell taco a meal?
Yeah, Taco Bell taco would be a meal.
All right.
You'll give them a Taco Bell taco if they're here for 5 hours?
7 hours.
Okay, if they're here for 7 hours for any reason. You're going to give them a meal from Taco Bell.
A taco from Taco Bell.
Well, it comes with fries and a beverage.
I guess you're not
people have to have
beverages.
Your DJs have to have beverages.
somebody doesn't.
Don't make me go back out on the street. I swear to Christ I will. These 20 names can be 25 names.
Somebody's a Chipotle kind of guy.
Okay. So we have a fast food meal if you're here for 6 hours or more.
A taco.
We've just agreed to a fast food meal if you're here for 5 hours or more.
One taco.
One taco plus fries and a beverage.
No.
If you're here for 4 hours. Look, we
7 hours, one taco.
Thumbs up emoji.
Thumbs up emoji.
Okay. Now, these dogs in your studio, your damn devil dogs.
Yes.
Your hounds from hell.
Yes.
You're going to keep them out of the studio.
I already keep Sammy and Lola.
Then why are these DJs complaining that the studio smells and stinks of dogs?
I guess other people bring dogs down here. To tell you the truth.
Any dog in the studio, we put them down.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
The studio smells because of the people, not because of the dogs. I'm sorry to say that.
Because the people relieving themselves on the rug.
No, spilling Coke and beer on the rug.
Yeah.
And perhaps some not bathing. You know, it's like rubbernecking on
Well, who hired the hippies? Why don't you look in the mirror, Mr. Friedman? You hire a hippie, and then you can't be surprised. You come to the studio, and it stinks to high heaven.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Why don't you have a lesson, some kind of instructional sort of course on how hippies can use soap? Show them how soap is. We can't afford soap.
Yeah.
Soap in the bathroom for the hippies.
You've been a boss. Have you ever had to talk to one of your employees about body odor?
No, have you?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Who?
Not naming names.
Okay, but spell the name then.
Not spelling the names.
Pig Latin.
No pig Latin neither.
Was it Stasu?
No, it wasn't Stasu. No.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just asking because you seem so reluctant to name names. And she's standing right here. I think she smells delightful.
Everybody does.
That's how we got half of these signatures. They just wanted to get closer to Stasu.
Stasu.
Stasu, Gesundheit. Hey, did you hear that the last person that we talked to is now a new listener to the Polka Show?
I got
a new listener.
They're new listeners or they were already fans?
No, they did. No, they were delighted to hear about the Polka Show.
Yeah, about the happiest music on earth.
Yeah.
Every Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, it is happy music.
Yeah. It's a crime to play happy music, I guess, according to Andy Breckman.
I like
the misdemeanor.
Wait, are you saying polka or poco?
Polka.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's happy too.
Polka.
Yeah. There's just a little bit of magic in. Oh, no, that's the only one. Okay.
So I guess you were too scared to talk to the smelly guy in the Monk office. That's what you're telling me.
He was the NBC executive.
Okay.
He was the man.
I didn't hear that. I heard all about him and how bad he smelled.
Now, our DJs are not happy about having to refile these records at the end of every
shift. I don't blame them.
What a pain in the ass.
I hate that.
Pain in the neck.
I hate it too. I really do.
Okay, instead of saying you hate it, why don't you do something about it?
Yeah.
Do you understand this complaint, guys? Statue, do you understand it?
Well,
I know you're in Detroit and you're in your own studio, but it doesn't apply.
Statue, why don't you go get on the third?
Yeah,
go there and get on the second.
It's all yours.
Either mic will work.
Yeah.
Okay. Here I am.
Okay, so Statue, you're live out of your home in Detroit.
Yeah.
The happiest home in Detroit, I've heard.
Happiest one.
Do you know what Statue does for a living, Ken?
I do.
Yeah.
She gives tours at a restaurant. This really cool mansion. Yeah.
Imagine this. It's your second date.
A historic mansion.
Second date. You bring the girl to a restaurant. You heard good things about this restaurant.
Yeah.
You've ordered your meal, right? Okay. You're waiting for your appetizer. Uh-huh. You look up. Here comes Stasio and 18 foreigners, right? Yeah, yeah, right? 18 tourists being led right through by your table.
I'd say it's better than you and your mariachi band. Serenading the damn restaurant.
I'd like to put that to a vote. Okay. So, what can you do? Don't you have like interns coming out your butt here?
No.
They're just sitting there. What are they? They're just putting T-shirts into envelopes on the second floor.
Nope.
They're not?
The interns are not, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing them with the volunteers?
Yes.
Oh, tell me the difference. I'm so curious. Between an intern and a volunteer. Tell me.
Interns are,
yes.
are usually college students.
That's the difference?
That's one of the differences, yes.
That they've walked, they've been given a diploma?
No, and they're...
You're not paying either one.
No, and interns come in more than one day a week. Sometimes,
okay, and I'm sorry.
Sometimes interns come in 5 days
okay,
a week.
Okay, let's do it like this, Ken. I'm sorry to make it... This might be easier. How much do you pay volunteers?
Squat.
How much do you pay interns?
Double squat.
So but the difference is the interns have to have gone to college... To be
no, they're currently going to college.
Yeah,
and
right.
They often get credit for what they do here.
You're giving them credit,
right? They sometimes get credit from their college.
Yeah,
and we try to give them.
And do you write little reports?
An educational experience. Yes, sometimes we have to write reports. Sometimes we have
okay.
To,
so they're getting an education
with college administrators.
Oh, for the love of God! What kind of experience are interns getting that the volunteers are not getting? Aren't they also getting some sort of exposure to the stations?
No, sure. Yeah, sure. Everybody who comes in gets.
So what is the difference? What the hell is the difference?
I just explained it to you.
Yeah, the interns have to have a college degree to be humiliated.
No, that's
and the,
they
and,
don't need
and
a
the volunteers
degree.
Don't need a college degree to be humiliated.
No, they're in college.
Yeah.
Remember how you dropped out?
Yeah.
So that means you went to college, but you never got a degree.
Yeah.
It's like that.
You're an equal opportunity humiliator.
Yes, Sam
you had your hands up.
Get up on mic, Sam. We can't hear you.
Go ahead, Sam.
If you're off mic, there you go.
Is Andy an intern or a volunteer?
There's no difference.
No.
There's no difference. Okay, and then what are the DJs paid?
Andy's neither.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, here's where we are. Interns, college degree.
No college degree.
Interns at going to college.
Attending college.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because if they have a college degree, they're overqualified.
Well, no, then they're not. Then it's not part of their academic program.
Then if they want to come, they have to be called volunteers. It means nothing. It's just random labels. An intern can come the next week and be called a volunteer. Am I right?
No, it's not random labels.
Oh, for the
labels.
Love of God.
There's a real difference.
And then you graduate to DJs. What are they paid? Nothing. What a scam you've got going. You're the Bernie Madoff of radio. What a scam. Guess who's not being paid nothing? See if you can guess. Bill, Sam, see if you can guess. Stashu. See if you can guess. Somebody in this room is making a nice, healthy salary. Go ahead. Look around. Look at all the people in the room. That's right. Ken, what are you doing differently than these people that are coming in? What is he doing? I know he's feeding
his arm.
Exactly. He's feeding his dogs.
I'm just trying to give you enough rope, my friend.
He needs money to roll in.
Yeah, he needs money to roll around on his bed on. Okay, and now what's all this about cockroaches in the kitchen? You can't spring for a professional exterminator? Why don't you have a dedicated marathon to get an exterminator in on Thursday?
No, we've been dealing with the cockroach problem.
I know you've been dealing. You've been spraying yourself, haven't you? Haven't you?
I have.
That's what you call. That's what you mean by we've been dealing.
That's always the first step. Yep.
Yeah. Tell me about your experience as an exterminator.
Oh,
how far back? Yeah.
Oh, it goes way back.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You've been stepping on ants in your kitchen for a few years.
Not just stepping on them, dropping hot wax on them.
Yeah.
Incinerating them with a magnifying glass.
So
it goes all the way back.
So volunteers and interns are bringing their own food in.
Uh-huh.
They're putting it in the kitchen.
Right.
And they have to share it with your family of cockroaches.
Right.
What can you do about that? Seriously.
Just the other day.
This better end with I called a professional exterminator. I called a professional exterminator.
No, I don't trust professional exterminators.
Really?
Really.
Really? What scares you? The word professional? What scares you
about
that phrase?
Yeah, it is the word professional.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to kill the cockroaches then?
A smart person who cares about dogs and cats and people and doesn't want to just throw poison all over the place where all sorts of other living things can pick up the poison.
A smart person that knows more than a professional exterminator.
Absolutely.
Does this smart person have a name? I'm just so curious.
I took the first pass, and then Alan and Ami took the second pass.
Yeah, how's that working?
Good.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a sign of a cockroach in a couple of days now.
Okay. Okay, should I? What do you think,
Stashu? It's a done deal.
What?
Polka.
Polka. What does that mean? That means that's a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's how you show approval.
I
You say the word polka?
That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, listen. Sweetest sound I ever heard. So in conclusion.
Yeah.
$25 to cover everybody, every shift, travel expenses or toward gas. Thank you.
No.
On behalf of the staff, thank you.
That's a no.
I'm saying thank you.
That was
too late. I said thank you. I stuck the thank you in.
That was a poop emoji.
Okay. Okay. We're getting a fast food meal covered if you're here for 5 hours or more. Absolute minimum.
Nope. Seven hours per taco.
You're going to work on the headphones.
Yes.
Interns are going to refile the records.
I am going to work on the headphones.
Interns are refiling the records after the shift.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Volunteers are going to refile the records.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Interns are going to do it.
No.
Okay. Volunteers will do it.
DJs are going to do it.
DJs will do it themselves?
Yeah. They're going to refile their own records.
Okay. We accept your terms.
Okay.
Folding like a cheap tent. Okay, no more. We don't have to. No more of that quarterly royalty.
Yeah, we're at, oh no, we have to keep doing the quarterly.
No, we are not. What if we don't? What will happen? What are the consequences? What are the consequences?
You'll lose your show.
You'll lose your show. No dogs allowed in the studio. We're putting the dogs down.
You come in.
Too late. We went upstairs. We put them down.
Kidnap all the dogs and put them all down. Andy, we're out of time.
Thank the Lord. Aww. Hey, thank you, Stasio.
You need to play your regular callers. Man.
Hey, great.
Yeah, Stasio, I understand that you want to plug your show. You have a show on the schedule here.
On Fridays.
Fridays? What time?
6 p.m.
And what kind of music do you play?
Polka.
No, seriously. What kind of music do you play at 6 o'clock?
Actually, this week it's going to be a little different.
Oh, really? You got a surprise up your sleeve?
No.
Is it Poco?
You're going to have to listen, Andy.
Well, I'll have my assistant listen.
I'm sorry, got to mic you down.
Okay.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU. Mount Hope. And thank you, Jeremiah. And it's time for Do Our DIY with People Like Us.
Now we have to refile our record.
are just friends. 'Cause I miss you, baby. And I've got those feelings again. Easy, ready, willing, over time. Where does it stop? Where do you dare me to draw the line? You got my body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it, say no, go. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
Talk too fast and walk too slow, chasing time from hour to hour. I pour the drinks and crush the flowers. What have I done to deserve this? What have I, what have I done to deserve this? What have I, what have I, what have I done to deserve this?